Hi, I'm Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insight, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. In this episode of Pharmacy Focus, we spoke with Sarah Gray about being a pharmacist and a nutritionist for National Nutrition Month.
So can you just start by giving us a little bit about your journey as a pharmacist and how you transitioned to being a nutritionist?
Yeah, sure. So I started off as a pharmacist probably almost 20 years ago today, since today, which is a bit scary. And I really love pharmacy, and I wanted to be a pharmacist because I wanted to help people. And I think talking to lots of fellow pharmacists across the world, it's usually why people become a pharmacist, is to help others. And really, I was always intrigued about the way different drugs and medicines worked, and the way you could, you know, how did you cure a headache and things like that. So from a very young age, I always had that interest. So became a pharmacist and loved it. And I still love being a pharmacist today. Even though I've done nutrition, I still feel like I'm a pharmacist at heart. And with my pharmacy degree, I worked and managed a couple of different pharmacies in Australia for over probably around 10 years. And then I moved into kind of more of an academic role in the Pharmaceutical Society of Australia in education, and worked for a few different other companies. And then when I was about in my late 20s, I developed some eating problems myself in terms of not being able to digest certain types of foods and feeling, you know, bloated or having gastric upset. And I just started to become really interested about nutrition and from the perspective of how can you actually diagnose different types of, you know, eating problems or gastric disturbances or food intolerances, and what can you actually do. I went to a dietitian actually in Australia and just got really intrigued about that. So being the curious person that I am, I studied a master's of human nutrition, and essentially I learned about the public health side of nutrition and also nutrition for individuals. And in Australia, it's a bit different. So you can either study to be a nutritionist or a dietitian. And I actually chose to be a nutritionist, which in Australia is a bit different. So a dietitian can do more clinical patient interactions, but a nutritionist in Australia technically can just do more public health nutrition. But because I'm a pharmacist as well, the combinations actually allowed me to do a lot more than a traditional nutritionist can do. So we can get to that a little bit later, but really that's how I transitioned to doing nutrition, and I'm very lucky. Today I actually use both my pharmacy and nutrition every single day in the work that I do.
Do you think that being a pharmacist first gave you a different perspective on nutrition?
Yeah, definitely. I'm surprised that there's not that many pharmacists that have done nutrition. Well, not in Australia. I'm not sure about in the US. I've come across a couple of American pharmacists who have done nutrition. I think being a pharmacist really gives you a different lens when you study and apply the principles of nutrition with patients. You don't just look at the nutrition side in isolation. So you learn all about, obviously, the different types of food groups, the different nutritional requirements of a person, and the different ways that you can treat somebody using nutritional therapy. But when you put the pharmacist lens on it, you also think about that patient as a whole. So you're thinking, okay, yes, this patient might like to talk to me about weight management or their gut health, but I'm also thinking about what medications is that person taking, what other pathophysiological things are happening in that person's body. And putting those two things together really enables you to have a more deeper perspective of nutrition. Because as we know, you know, my theory is we don't just do all of these things in isolation. So, you know, we take medicines, we eat foods, we exercise, we practice mindfulness, and all of those different pillars contribute to our overall health. And having that pharmacist base and having very general yet specific knowledge in health in lots of different areas, then adding on the nutrition really enables you to have a deeper understanding of your patient's overall health. And you can apply the nutrition as well as using nutritional supplements and understanding those more. and then also looking at the medication. And while I remember, the one thing that I thought was that actually became a little bit of a surprise to me, actually, I didn't think I'd be able to combine pharmacy and nutrition. I thought, okay, yep, it's going to be one or the other. But the way that supplements work, vitamins work, herbs work, as a pharmacist, we have an understanding of the way things are metabolized and synthesized by the body. So you also have this really deep knowledge once you've studied nutrition about the way those nutritional supplements work as well, which is quite interesting.
So you mentioned how the different knowledge of being a pharmacist first kind of gave you in terms of supplements and herbs and medication. How does that help you give more personalized care to patients?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think really the part that I just spoke about in terms of having that holistic picture, but on a practical perspective, it's understanding things like food-drug interactions. You know, I think we think about food-drug interactions as a pharmacist, but once I studied nutrition, they became a lot more prominent in my mind and front of mind. So thinking about what types of foods might differently interact with medicines, and that might lead to things absorbing more or absorbing less. Thinking about people who are on different types of eating plans. So if your patient's intermittent fasting, or if they're on a keto diet, or if they're even on a low carb, high fat diet, how is that actually going to interact with the medications that they're taking? And if they are on intermittent fasting and taking regular medications that need to be taken with food, how can you actually tailor that person's schedule to ensure they get the most out of their medication? So the food drug interactions is a big one. Also nutrient drug interactions, so different nutrients like potentially magnesium or calcium or other different nutrients might interact with medications in different ways. So understanding that gives you a really special lens. You know, you're going to recommend a certain supplement or a multivitamin or St. John's wort or coenzyme Q10 for your patient. You're not just thinking about that in isolation. You are thinking about that at a deeper level around the interactions. And also herb-drug interactions. So that's one of the things that I didn't think would necessarily come out of studying nutrition. But when you study nutrition, you start to become very knowledgeable around the different nutritional supplements, and herbs or herbal medicine plays a huge role there. So understanding how they interact with drugs as well is really important for customers. And I think, you know, we know patients can go and buy these supplements and these herbs, you know, at supermarkets or over the counter at pharmacies without anybody necessarily helping them. So it gives you the proactive opportunity to, you know, put signage out in the pharmacy or communicate with your customers that your pharmacist is also knowledgeable in this space deeply. And then they can, you know, go and approach the pharmacist for assistance when they're looking for that type of therapy as well. A few other different things around, you know, and we can probably touch on it a little bit later, but around just being really confident in talking to people about their nutrition. So say somebody comes to the pharmacy and they have a prescription for a weight management medication, or they want to buy a shake, a meal replacement shake, and you know that that patient's on a weight management journey, for example, you feel more confident as the pharmacist with the nutrition background actually having a conversation with that patient about the way that they're eating and their dietary patterns, and then either being able to sit down and have a formal nutrition consultation with that patient, or just giving them some high-level tips around the ways they might be able to work on their dietary patterns to see some outcomes that will improve their overall health.
Switching gears slightly, why is nutrition important?
So I laughed when I saw this question. I thought I could talk about this all day. So I'm glad we've got a time limit. Really, it's the pillar of everything. So if we think about, you know, we eat around 3 times a day, we have snacks during the day, we fuel our body with the food and the nutrition that we consume daily, and all of those, the parts of the nutrition that we consume through food, so obviously we don't consume nutrients, we eat food that has the nutrients, they play really different important roles in our body. So, you know, if we're not eating enough fiber, we might have gastric issues, but fiber is in itself so important in keeping us regular and helping keeping our gut microbiome in a really healthy state, which we know now emerging evidence is showing us that the the healthiness of our gut, the gut microbiome, has a real connection with our mind and our brain and our immune system and all other parts of the body. Other things like, you know, when you're consuming lots of vegetables and fruit, which I think are really important, particularly vegetables, we know that these vegetables and fruits contain really bioavailable phytonutrients, antioxidants. And although we can get those through supplements, we really can't get them anywhere as better as we can through food. And those nutrients that we find in those fruits and vegetables and whole foods, so whole grains and whatever type of dairy that, you know, dairy or non-dairy products that you wish to have with calcium in them. We know that all those nutrients that we're consuming through whole foods and whether it's dairy or plant-based milks or through whole grains are really fueling our body to ensure we've got enough energy to actually function every day, but that our red blood cells have got enough nutrients to keep them going and that our nervous system's got enough nutrients to help keep firing off all those important energy components and things like that. So really it's the foundation of everything that we do. And even though we have medications, which are obviously very important when people actually need to take them, it's amazing what you can see when you slightly change somebody's dietary patterns and see how the impact of nutrition. It can have a real impact on your energy levels, your mental health, the way you sleep, your immune system. It really is multifactorial. And so I think, in my opinion, it's one of the cornerstones of health, but along with exercise and movement and mindfulness and then thinking about the prescription medications you need are all really important as well.
March is National Nutrition Month. So what is something that you would want other pharmacists to know about educating patients on nutrition?
Yeah, so I would say don't be afraid. So as pharmacists, we have such a broad range of knowledge. Like, we're such unique health professionals. We know a little bit about everything, you know, and even though we know that sort of doctors and general practitioners still have that general knowledge, I think we get to interact with lots more patients every single day who walk through the pharmacy door. And whether the person comes through and wants help with, they might have diarrhea or constipation, or they might not be sleeping well, or they might have persistent headaches. There can always be something that you can ask that person that might not just be about their medication. So we're really good at asking questions about lifestyle. And sometimes some pharmacists might ask about dietary patterns, but we're not always overly confident, I don't think, without additional training. But I don't think we need that to be able to make a difference to our patients. So I would encourage or want pharmacists to know that when someone comes in and they have, you know, any of the conditions that we see, always have a think about, you know, what else might be happening, like we always do, but don't be afraid to ask about nutrition. So the person buying the meal replacement shakes, don't be afraid to ask them, you know, are they still making sure they're trying to get some fruit and vegetables into their diet? The person who comes in with diarrhea or constipation, you know, asking questions around, has there been changes to your dietary pattern or what types of foods have you been eating that might have been triggering this? And even if someone has problems with sleep, saying to the person, well, you know, have you considered nutritional supplements, things like magnesium or other things that might be, or ashwagandha or something that might help calm the nervous system? So I think, you know, if you can just try and think of one question to ask a patient that might be around their nutrition, you'd be surprised at the impact that you can have. And the knowledge that you have as a pharmacist is broad enough that you'll be able to help somebody with that. And also a bit altruistic, but, you know, my advice to pharmacists would be to consider doing even a short course on nutrition and understanding it more, and you'll be surprised how much more fruitful conversations that you can have with your patients around more broader health and be able to give them a more holistic approach to their therapy.
Pharmacists are really busy, but their nutrition is also important. What advice would you give to them about their own nutrition and how to manage it?
Yeah, so we often put ourselves last, especially, I think most people do that, but especially pharmacists, because we're very giving, we're very busy, and we spend most of our day worrying about or concerning about other people's health. So it's a really great question, and I see this a lot in pharmacy, you know, where pharmacists aren't having proper meal breaks, or they're not eating enough snacks or food to fuel them throughout their day. So I would recommend that you really prioritize your own nutrition as a pharmacist by preparing and planning. So my big word in nutrition is consistency. So consistency with the way that you eat and the different types of food you consume and the way you do that has the best impact on your health. So if you are regularly consuming your 3 meals a day and your plate is balanced with whole grains, vegetables, and a high quality protein, and you know that those 3 meals are going to be pretty similar most of your week, apart from if you're going out, obviously, and enjoying yourself, and then having some really healthy snacks, things like nuts, a palmful of nuts or seeds in between your meals, even a boiled egg that you can eat, which is a great snack for protein, or you know, vegetable sticks that you might have with hummus or tzatziki or some sort of dip. I think the key is consistency. So my advice to pharmacists would be to really, can you carve out half an hour or an hour on your weekend or a day before you're starting your shifts for the week and start to think, what can you prepare that will actually help fuel your body better, give you more energy, help you be your best self for your patients and for yourself, and allow you to feel good throughout the day. So, you know, can you cut up some carrots or celery and have that ready in sticks to bring as snacks? Or can you boil some eggs and have them ready in the fridge to pack in your lunchbox? And, you know, can you actually pack your lunch versus going out and getting takeout? Because we always know that the food that we prepare for ourselves at home is often healthier, and we can include healthy fats like olive oil and, you know, whole grain breads or rice and protein in those meals as well. So put yourself first and start seeing how that makes a difference and how you feel, and then you'll also feel empowered to share that knowledge and skill and advice with your patients at the same time. But the other thing I'd say is, and this is so simple, but sometimes it's I don't think nutrition should be complicated, is, you know, making sure you're actually having enough fluid and water throughout the day. You know, I can work in a pharmacy sometimes with people that I can see other pharmacists working with me that work for 5 or 6 hours, and I don't think they've had one sip of water. So making sure you're fueling yourself with, you know, around, on average, we need around 2 liters of water a day. That differs if you're pregnant or breastfeeding or, you know, have exercised that day or it's extremely hot weather. But making sure that you've got your water there and you're aware of how much you've had. So even a water bottle that shows you how much you've been able to consume throughout the day, to make sure that you're not getting sort of headaches or just that your body's got enough water, because we need water for our body to produce energy on a daily basis.
As we're wrapping up this conversation, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I think it's been a great conversation. Thank you, Ashley, for inviting me. I think I would probably just encourage our pharmacists to, as I said before, and I'll leave on this note, to really think, what can you do to learn a little bit more about nutrition? Because I think it benefits you as an individual and your family, but also it can be, as a pharmacist, people often said to me when I was studying nutrition, how are you going to combine pharmacy and nutrition? And now I can't even, I've just been, you know, going on about it for the last 20 minutes. So there's so many different things you can do with nutrition and pharmacy together. So if you are interested, I think you should look at doing some sort of additional training and making sure that's a formal qualification, not sort of, there's a lot of informal qualifications for nutrition online. So I would suggest going to some sort of academic university or somewhere where it's actually formal. But if you are interested, maybe, you know, after listening to this session, look it up, see what's out there. And I'm always happy to have a chat to anyone who's interested in learning more about becoming a nutritionist while being a pharmacist.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.